Most of the boilersmith's work was connected with washout days, and other than occasional repairs to ashpan doors and tenders, the work on engines in steam was by its nature restricted. Some work was done with the fire out, but with steam in the boiler, and on more than one occasion I can recall the Hessian bags we used on top of the brick arch to give us some comfort to our bums and legs catching fire. It has to be said, the best way to deal with small leaks, i.e. tubes and seams, was to effect the repairs while the firebox and the boiler water was very hot, because the moment you got the leak stopped, then you could see where you were working. We used to wash out 2 mixed traffic engines a day at West Auckland, or 3 pilots. And if I could just mention the docky for the 12th of May 1961 showed that J27-65735 and Q66-34443 were on washout. 76045, 63407 and 64848 were under repair, and in store, sign of things to come, were J39's 4719, 4756, 4818 and 4969. Just out of interest, Q66-63351 was in Darlington Works. 19 steam engines were on freight trains. 6 diesel shunters were at work, probably Shildon Yard and the Wagon Works, and 4 DMUs were on passenger work. One of the DMU's turns was Crook, Darlington, Richmond and Barnard Castle. Where possible, I did try to quickly have a look at the washout engines in steam the day before the washout, because with a quiet fire and a good torch, you could look into the firebox and it paid dividends in locating leaks and drips. Most LNER engines, and certainly the boilers, were trouble-free. You cannot beat round-top boilers with copper fireboxes and stays. The J39s were a boilersmith's dream, and I have to add a fitter's nightmare. The new BR designs with steel stays were a continual source of trouble. The heavy gradients of the line to T-Bay over Stainmore Summit required very big hot fires. The first climb began at Spring Gardens on the outskirts of West Auckland, 5 miles at 1 in 70. West Auckland wasn't a shed for the light-hearted in terms of firemen. Heavy gradients, and most of our Cork trains, which were heading for Milham in Cumberland, had 2 train engines and a banker. The banker continued to Stainmore Summit, and the problem was the stay nuts on the BR engines in the firebox used to burn off.